KO4 LAO Mobile.
For Lima Alpha Zulu monitoring.
KO4 LAO, listen.
Lima Alpha Oscar LAO, is that correct?
That is KO4 LAO.
KO4 LAO, gotcha. Okay, this is Kilo Kilo 4, Lima Alpha Zulu. I'm short time, I'm about to be my destination here in the next 3 or 4 minutes, but I just figured I'd jump in and say hey.
Good. Say your call time for me one more time. I'm just barely breaking the squelch of the repeater there.
Kilo Kilo 4 Lima Alpha Zulu, KK4 Lima Alpha Zulu, and the name is Jim Juliet India Mike.
Copy, Kilo Kilo 4 Lima Alpha Zulu, Jim, and this is K04 Lima Alpha Oscar, and Jim on this end as well.
Jim's on both ends. I feel like I run into a lot of other folks named Jim. My boss's name is Jim, and his dad's name is Jim, and there have been times where the three of us were standing in a circle all on a job site, and everyone was like, which Jim am I supposed to be talking to? It just seems like it's too common of a name.
Please, when everybody has a common last name, and that happens frequently, they just number them number one, number two, number three, and that's how they refer to themselves.
We typically go by Big Jim and Little Jim is typically the way that goes, but it just depends. I definitely know what you mean. We could definitely go by Jim 1 and Jim 2. That might be the better way to do it. It's even more complicated when there's multiple Jims and a couple of Tims, T-I-M, Timothy. That one gets even worse because they sound so much alike, especially when you're like over a headset or over a radio. Someone says, "Hey Tim," and then three people all call back at once. "Yep, what's up?" Thinking that they were whoever was calling was talking to them.
Have you been licensed here?
Been a ham for, I guess, coming up on 9 years. I got my license in 2012 and bounced around as a technician for a while, and then I upgraded to general in like 15 or 16, something like that, maybe 17, like 3 or 4 years ago, and got changed over to Kilo November 4 Golf Zulu Tango, GZT, and that just didn't fit, so last year I applied for a vanity with my original call sign, KK4 Lima Alpha Zulu, which is what I was assigned when I initially got my tech license in 2012. Copy?
Hold that. I'm, you got 10 years experience ahead of me. I just got my license last week. I had done some stuff as a kid, not as a ham, but through a cadet program, running a single sideband and HF radio. But it wasn't until recently my son goaded me into going out and reacquainting myself with all this stuff. And so I finally got my license as a general last week.
Welcome to the world of amateur today. I've definitely been enjoying it. And I have my phases. I'll have my times where I'm pretty scarce, especially on 2 meter 440. But I've been doing a lot of playing on HF lately and doing portable setups. I've got a couple of antennas I can go set up pretty easy and parks and things like that. I've been doing like parks on the air, and I go camping in my trailer and set up in there and, you know, do activations that way. So I bounce around a good bit, but yeah, congratulations. I definitely was thinking that K0 probably was an, or KO, K Oscar was definitely probably a newer call, since they go, you know, phonetically or through the alphabetically, with KK being, you know, 8 to 10 years ago, like when I got mine. So, but anyway, good deal. Well, it was good talking to you, Jim. It's good to hear another voice on here, another Jim on here. I am at my destination now. I'll hand it back to you for one more round, but then I'm going to be clear.
It was very nice to talk to you. Well, whereabouts are you located?
Simpsonville. I live in Simpsonville down here below Greenville, but I work out in Spartanburg, so I kind of bounce around between Simpsonville, Greenville, Spartanburg quite a bit.
Uh, sitting up here in the parking lot across the street from the Walmart, the base of Paris Mountain, the Traveler's Rest. Pretty well, it's got eyes on the repeater, I think. But using an HT, and just thought I'd see if anybody was on the air. So I'll be clear after this in 73.
Hey, you're definitely coming in loud and clear. I went to school at North Greenville University up there, close to TR, and always had good luck getting into the repeater whenever I played around with it. So anyway, it was good talking to you. K0LAO or KOLAO, is that correct?
Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar.
Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Okay, perfect. I knew I was forgetting something in there. I keep mistaking the O as a 0. I apologize. All right, well, 7-3's to you. Have fun. And if I hear you on here again, I'll definitely chime in and see if we can do another contact. Have a good evening. 7-3's. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Lima Alpha Zulu, and I'm clear.
4 CPA Mobile.
KB2HX is mobile.
David, how you doing? M4DJC.
Well, I'm leaving Andrew Jeffrey. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I think you did. I think you doubled with David.
Happens all the time. Yeah, I was getting ready to say there's a third person in there, but I didn't catch your call.
Recognize me and call me David.
David also?
Yes, sir.
I get confusing. Well, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, and go ahead and pick it up there, Jerry.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot there were two Davids, and I cut the tail end of it myself. But anyway, because one's the one that drives the Mustang, the other one is the HVAC guy. Isn't that right? The other David, I think it's the KB2 call.
Yes, sir. That would be me, KB2HXS, your hometown AC tech. Yeah, I'm just leaving Anderson down here. Just got done with the recording session, so heading back to Greer.
You live in Greer?
No, I live in Greer.
Okay. Years ago, there was a show called Truth or Consequences. I think it was hosted by Bob Barker, but I could be wrong. But anyway, and they had a guy from Greer, South Carolina, and they had about five people on stage, and they asked them where they're from, and you know, get them to say a few words, at, you know, ask them a question or two. And this guy said he was from Greer, and he kept going, where? And the guy kept going, Greer. He said, how do you spell that? He said, G-R-E-E-R. He says, oh, you mean Greer. And, you know, of course, the whole audience was laughing. And, of course, the host was picking up on that. So he was really, you know, just milking it for all he could get. And they made fun of that poor guy for 5 minutes.
Hearing about that, that's been years ago, though, I know. Seems like I heard somebody telling that story somewhere up in that area. It's been, oh gosh, I don't know, 40 years ago or more, probably 50 is more like it, but I remember hearing that story. So how's the HVAC guy doing today? Are you working today, or are you just fiddling around?
Well, I don't play the fiddle. I play guitar, so I was kind of guitaring around. Just like I said, I was just leaving Anderson down here. I'm a little scratchy into the machine, I'm sure. Just got done with a recording session and just heading back home.
KB4 CPA, what studio is it that you're recording in, and what kind of music?
It's a private studio down here, and we're doing a little bit of country stuff.
What musician myself. I play guitar and several other instruments, and voice is my principal instrument, but I do play others, some better than others. But I've been playing guitar since I was about 10 years old, so, and I'm 66 now, so I've been playing guitar a while. It's I really enjoy it. It's kind of almost therapeutic.
I'll see if I have this. Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've been playing guitar since the early 80s, since pretty much the high school days. And I moved up here a couple of months ago and found a nice group of guys to play and jam with. And one of them is a singer-songwriter, so we're recording one of his songs. And who knows? Might get some airplay soon. We'll see. WHXS.
I heard both you guys. I knew David, the other David was a musician, and I just let you guys carry on with it because my musical days are over. I played a couple of bands years and years ago, but that was about it. I never played the guitar. I played drums and played sax and a couple of instruments, but my fingers are too short to play guitar, and on top of that, I'm left-handed.
Oh, on the drums.
Very, very good, but I did take some professional lessons years ago. We started out playing, we were in a couple of small bands, and one of the guys that was in the band played, he could play about anything. He's like the other day, but he could play piano, guitar, drums, everything. And he was a really good drummer. He had been a studio drummer some years later. But he got me in touch with a guy in Atlanta, Georgia, and taught me. I tell you what, I learned a lot of stuff and just a few lessons after I'd already had the basics down. But a lot of things that a professional can teach you that you just don't. Some of those moves you just can't learn on now without somebody's got a good ear for rhythm.
Let me see if I have it. That's the way I learned a lot of stuff, was just like with the piano. I just, even though I read music, I just, you know, started courting and then started, you know, adding stuff to the chords and embellishing those, and so that's how I got started with the keyboard, and then I played clarinet all the way through high school, well, all the way through from fifth grade through high school, and then of course I sang. I was in all-state chorus, all-state band, and all that. And then in the last few years, I picked up saxophone, alto sax, and oboe, and they're pretty challenging for me anyway, especially the oboe. That's the hardest instrument to play in tune. That's why the orchestra tunes to the oboe.
Trouble through the end of the beginning there. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, like I said, it happens all the time. It even happens on HF. So you just, when you got more than two people in there, you know, you just take your chance.
Are you playing with a band right now, or are you just kind of tinkering around on your own?
Minister of music, and you know, I've done all kinds of music, and choirs, praise bands, praise teams. I've worked, you know, with soloists, and of course led the congregational worship and all that. But my favorite thing to do was choral conducting. You know, leading a choir is just it's just amazing. And what you can get out of them if you're a decent director, you can you know, pull out of them what you need. A lot of times it takes a little effort, but if you know what you're doing, I can make 25 people sound like 50.
Yeah, Jerry.
Listen, you guys, you go ahead and carry on this conversation. I'll jump in if I have something relevant.
Oh, yeah, it's been a few years since I played guitar in a church. Again, back in the 80s with a girl I was seeing back then. Now, she still has the guitar that I gave her. In fact, I still talk with her. But I had a Guild acoustic back in the day. And we played in the church. And she went off to Bible school, and I gave her the guitar to take with her. So she still has it to this day, believe it or not. Any rate, I'm more of an electric player. I do have an acoustic guitar, but I play electric guitar more than anything else. Kind of a rock, country, kind of, you know, I'll even pick up the acoustic and play bluegrass from time to time. But that's kind of me. I don't play real loud.
Yeah, I played in praise band at church. I usually play keyboard, sometimes guitar. It just depended on the song, you know, whether I would lead with the guitar or with keyboard, but, you know, we had a full band. You know, we had drums, bass player, and if I was playing keyboard, then we had another guitar player, at least one other guitar player, maybe sometimes two. So, and of course we rehearsed. I had tons of rehearsals, and because you got, you know, when you got a praise team, you got to rehearse with them. You got the choir, you got to rehearse with them. You know, it just goes on and on. Well, but I really like to play some of the old stuff that I grew up listening to in the 70s, you know, like the Doobie Brothers and those, that type of sound. It's my favorite kind of rock music, and but anyway, well, let me jump out of here, guys, and Jerry, you can get a word in now, because I'm gonna bail out of here, and so I'll talk to you guys later. I'll say 73s, and I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Yeah, well, it's good to make your acquaintance, Dave. I think we spoke before. I'm not really sure. Excuse me. But, yeah, have a good evening, 73. And I'm going to be jumping on I-85 here, I think, soon. I'm not really sure. I'm down here on US 29 in Anderson still, so got about 40 minutes to get home.
Good evening. Good talk to you and good listening to you guys. I always enjoy hearing a couple of musicians talk about things that I don't have any knowledge of or very little knowledge of, but it's always interesting. Have a good evening. And, David, HXS, let's say you're on 29, so you must be, you head a long way out there then.
Yeah, I'm on my way back, actually. There's a farmer's market down here, a pretty big farmer's market I just passed, or a flea market, I guess. I just passed it, so I'm coming up the road here. I got about 7 miles. I'll be jumping on 85, heading north, heading back to Greer.
That's a flea market. I don't know whether they're still busy. At one time, they were extremely busy over there, but I'm not sure if this COVID thing has backed things off out there or not. I haven't been out that way in a long time. I live kind of on the other side of town. I'm a couple miles off 85, but I'm down here near where the Sam's Club is. So I'm kind of on the opposite side of town than that was. But I used to go out there a lot. And years ago, it was always busy. You know, it's just a lot of, you have to sift through a lot of junk there to find a diamond. But there's many people just reselling stuff out there that, when it started back in the late 60s, early 70s, it was a pretty deep place to get.
Gotcha. You know, I was pretty busy when I went by this afternoon. There was a lot of cars there. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you're by Sam's Club, the one in Greenville or the one up in Spartanburg?
Guess that.
Club, the one down in Greenville area there or the one up in Spartanburg?
I was talking about the the flea market being busy. I didn't know whether it was still that busy. You know, I hadn't been up there in years, probably 25 years, I guess. That's what I was asking about. But now I didn't, you know, we played, I was living in Georgia then. We played in Georgia a couple of places around. It was a really good place for kids to go back in the 60s called the Chicken Shack. It was up in Seneca, South Carolina. That was a good place to play. And that was just a lot of the old bands that garage band type musicians went up there, and you know, originally the one or two of the guys in the Strawberry Alarm Clock, the old 60s bands, a couple of those guys, one or two of them were from Anderson originally, I think.
Okay. Well, we're going to be playing at the Spinning Jenny, I believe it's the 23rd of March. March 26th. I guess they're opening the Spinning Jenny up in Greer on the 26th of March, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to be opening up for another band. It's going to be me and the acoustic player, the lead singer. He and I are going to be doing a duet thing. So, other than that, we don't have any gigs booked just yet. Of course, you know, so everything's shut and whatnot. I guess we'll see what happens in another month or so.
In Harville, one of the guys I went to high school with, he's a attorney there in town. He and some of his friends opened up a place called I think it's called High Cotton. And it's mostly blues, and they have some good musicians. They haven't been at all, you know, because it's just everything's been kind of shut down around here. But that was a really good venue. It wouldn't be big, but they had a lot of blues guys in there, and it was everybody I spoke with said it was a really good spot to visit. You know, it had some good players in there. It was just standing room only a lot of times. I don't know how hard it is for somebody to get in there and play, but it's just somebody's got some locals in there, and they have other guys coming in. Yeah, they don't have any big bands coming in, anything like that, but especially blues. I don't know if it has any bluegrass in there or not, but that was a pretty neat venue. It's something I never expected to see in Harville, and of course that's just across the river over here.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm trying to find me a place to jam, or you know, bring the band out and jam somewhere and just kind of get our feet wet on stage. We've only been together less than 2 months, so we're just trying to pull some music together and get out and play a little bit and have some fun.
Well, small venues in the area that might be interested. I don't know all of them, but and as is one, if you get on. Of course, you may be past if you're hitting up 29, but I think you'd be past if there is a little venue that has a brewery or something over there on the right hand side of the road. It's got a, looks like it's got a silo, and I can't remember the name of the spot now because it had been open for just a couple of years, and I never remembered. I always forget to go by there and see what's going on there, but they've had a couple of musicians in there from time to time, and several of them in Anderson have some acoustic electric stuff too downtown. Corbett McGee's has some when they, you know, whether they still have anything like that. Corbett McGee's at Brewhouse downtown has, you know, they have some people from time to time. It's just two or three. Not small groups of musicians get in there, but every time I've been in those places, I always have somebody good to play, and somebody really good, you know, talented people that are playing.
One of those, yeah. But our bass player is basically our producer. He's been around the block a few hundred times with bands and things. He's got some music out there and whatnot, so we're going to kind of let him take the reins on finding us a place to play. Our lead singer got us into the Jenny, and then I think he has another place that that wants us to play in April. So we're gonna take it slow. You know, we're not in it for the money. We're in it for the enjoyment of playing. Anyway, I'm gonna cut it loose here for a few minutes. I gotta give the wife a call and let her know where I'm at. She just texted me. So I'm gonna give her a call back and see what's for dinner. Jerry, I don't know your calls. I apologize, but I'm gonna listen out for just a few minutes. KB2HXS.
Sure thing, David. Stay safe out there. And I'm sure when this virus thing dies down, you'll start seeing a lot of people just itching to get out. And maybe when we get the vaccine out, people's arms and people feel comfortable getting out again, I think things just going to bust loose. There's going to be everybody wanting to get out and do some stuff. So I think it'll be over the course of the next few months, hopefully things will open back up. Have a good evening. Good talking to you again. KB2HXS, N4DJC clear.
N4DJC, KB2HXS. All right, Jerry, have a good day.
For EEE, AEE calling CQ.